Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Golf. The Tigers are on the road for their final regular season tournament. Auburn heads over to Mississippi, West Point, Mississippi, for the Mossy Oak Collegiate, then on to the Southeastern Conference Championships, joined now by Tigers head coach Nick Kleinert. You take a three-match win streak into Mossy Oak, coach. It's been a terrific year thus far. If you would just talk about these last couple weeks as you get ready now for the regular season finale for the Tigers.
Well, Andy, winning's fun, as you know. It doesn't get old. But, you know, the guys have played well. We played well in some really adverse conditions. Our home event, golf course is very difficult. Greens are really, really firm being new. Then in Wilmington, it was extremely cold, extremely windy. I thought we, you know, handled the conditions pretty well overall. And then, you know, Pinehurst number two is always a challenge. It was just a tough golf course. And, you know, we hung in there and kind of got it. We narrowly won that tournament. But, you know, anytime you can win in our sport, when you're competing against 12, 15, 18 teams or whatever it may be, it's you better, I always tell the guys, you better enjoy it, you know, and at least for a day or two, enjoy winning, because it's hard. And you should be pretty proud of yourself.
What's the weather for West Point, Mississippi?
Looks perfect. Finally, 83 degrees and sunny. And I think the winds are, you know, typically there it's, you know, 10 to 15 or sometimes might be 10 to 20 or whatever. But, you know, it's the guys love wearing shorts and they love wearing short sleeve shirts to play in. So it's definitely different, you know, just from a state of mind standpoint, I think, when you swing a club with a bunch of clothes on versus not.
Coach, talk about this tournament. Let's talk first about Mossy Oak Golf Club, and what do you see? I mean, this has become an annual event for your team.
It has. You know, it's a Gil Hans design. He's done some great work across the America, and it's got some tough bunkering, pretty open off the tee, pretty generous off the tee. But you got to put, you know, you got to hit some good iron shots. You got to put yourself in the right position. Like the bunkers are pretty deep. They're in some great spots. You got to think your way around a little bit too. Obviously the wind, it can be very linksy style. There's not a lot of trees out there. So you got to really, you know, combat the wind and be able to flight the golf ball down and, you know, maneuver it both ways. So it'll be a good challenge for us. I think we can, you know, we can shoot a lot under par. We shot 39 under there last year and lost by a shot to Tennessee. So I thought we played some pretty, really, you know, some pretty good golf. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of replicate that this coming week.
Coach, how is the field for the 2024 Mossy Oak Collegiate?
Well, anytime you play in, you know, Mississippi State's got a great team and a great program, and you know, getting to play them on one of their home courses is that's the ultimate challenge, right? Guys that are very familiar with it, they're comfortable with it. There'll be a tough beat there. Then Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss is the top five team in the country. They have one of the best players in the country. I think it's ranked, you know, two or three in the country, and Michael Assasso. And, you know, I'm sure he has his eyes on winning that tournament as well. And, you know, we got some guys that are looking forward to competing against, you know, Mississippi State and Ole Miss. So, you know, our challenge will be to, you know, our challenge always ourselves, right? Is playing the way we're capable of playing from a mental and physical standpoint. But it'll be tough to beat those Mississippi schools in their home state, but that's why we're going. See how good we are.
You certainly take a lot of momentum into Monday, the start of the tournament. How important is it to have that momentum coming out as you gear up for SECs?
I think it's important just for the guys. Is to, listen, we're still dealing with adolescent males, right? I mean, they're 18 to 22 years old, and I think it's important for them to have that state of mind where they're confident, they feel good, they're comfortable in their own skin. We're going with a different lineup this week too. You know, a lineup that we haven't played all year, Andy. So I think that speaks, you know, volumes to our depth. So I'm interested to see how certain guys play, because, you know, we're going to make, after this week, you know, we make decisions. I mean, coaches are, it becomes our time as coaches to make decisions and of who's going to be playing in the postseason and who's going to be left at home. And we have some tough decisions to make, but I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, we'll gather as coaches and make decisions that are best for Auburn.
You mentioned the lineup change. Can you talk about that? What is the change in your lineup this week?
Josiah Gilbert will be making his. He's a freshman. You know, he's played 8 tournaments, I think, this year, but he hasn't played in the starting five. And he's going to play in the starting five this week. His skill level is through the roof. He's a PGA Tour talent. But I'm interested to see how he does. It's a little bit different playing in the team versus the individual, or at least that's what the guys say. Golf is golf to me, but you're trying to play the best and compete the hardest you can on every shot. But it'd be interesting to see how he plays. I think he's going to play great. He's just so physically gifted, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him contend.
When will you make the final decision with regard to your lineup as you head to SECs?
It'll be quick. We get back Tuesday night. We leave Monday to SECs, and we'll make a decision probably Wednesday or Thursday of who's going to be traveling. And I think we're in a pretty good spot. We kind of know, kind of at least we have a plan A, plan B, based on what we think this weekend. But, you know, a lot of it will go back to the data, the stats that we look at, and results obviously matter. But you got to pass the eye test this time of year, too. Coach Williams and I were in the office yesterday talking about it. You know, we got to, you know, who looks good to us? Who we think is playing well at this time? And that's who we'll roll with. We'll roll with whoever's hot at the moment.
Wish you all the best this week, Coach. Safe travels. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Nick Kleinert on This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.